Blog Talk Radio.
It's to heaven, a golden gate, for helping those who are in need. My life on earth is better spent, and so I'll do the best I can. Last evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no searching sun. To be a child of God each day, my light must shine along the way. I'll sing with praise while ages roll. I see Leon Jackson. Can try to help some troubled soul. Life's feeling sad is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only life that will endure is one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God, I'll take my stand. Each day I lend a helping hand. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no searching sound. Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Mike Peter with the Bell Gospel Church of Christ. 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. And just so glad to have you along with us. Those of you that are coming out, I see you, Leon Johnson, and my wife's here. A few others will be logging on. A couple others I see are in. If haven't not even, you can log in and at least, you know, say hello or something. I know that you're there. If you would share this video, I'd appreciate it so that others will get it. We're also broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio on our Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with Incarnated Christ show. And we're broadcasting in Canada, in the continental United States, Norway, as well as the United Kingdom. Amen, somebody. So we're just so excited about that. And just glad to be feeling pretty good today. We're going to sing a few more songs as we get ourselves prepared for invocation. If you have any prayer requests, just type them in. Or you can call in on our Blog Talk guest line, 619-924-0767. Again, 619-924-0767. At the completion of the service, we will make sure that we get the chance to hear you. Leon Johnson, I'm doing good. Thank you, God. I was blessed with a nice, very nice apartment. Amen. We've been praying for you. That prayer we've been praying a long time, and just great to see God coming through for you and you getting into some new digs, a new nice apartment. Praise God for you. Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. We're singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, that's why. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. We're singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm on my way to heaven, oh. Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that I'm on my way to heaven, oh, cause Jesus lifted me. I'm on my way to heaven, heaven, Jesus lifted me. I'm singing, really, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, that's what. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me while I was in trouble. Oh, Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that when I was in trouble, oh, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, oh, Jesus lifted me. We're singing, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. That's what I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. We're singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. That sitting there having me down, getting me down, that Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that. Sitting there having me down, getting me down, that Jesus lifted me. Sitting there having me down, getting me down, that Jesus lifted me. We're singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, that's what. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. We're singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, that's what. I'm so glad my Jesus lifted me. I want to tell you that I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. We're singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Amen. He was having to wet my palate. Well, thank all of you, over 300 responses, notes, encouragement for my birthday a few weeks ago on the 18th. I've been getting comments all the way up even till today. It's just overwhelming. I just want to say thank you. I didn't get a chance to take time out to say thank you. So I want to thank each and every one of you. I was going to do each one individually, but that's a lot of names and people to call, and I don't want to miss nobody. So we're just going to do a blanket one. Thank you, and I just appreciate your encouragement. I'm feeling so much better. Thank you, Leanne Johnson. Feeling so much better. Each day I'm getting a little bit stronger, walking a little bit more, and just getting my strength back to where it needs to be, and I'm just so thankful for that. But if it wasn't for your prayers and your encouragement, where would we be? The Bible says the faithful prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I'm going to sing two more songs. We're not going to be long tonight, but we hope to give you some thought-provoking message that will heavy to think about something before you go to bed this evening. Everyone's talking about the rainbow, even on today. And so I want to talk about God's providence versus man's coincidence. And I want to ask the question to each and every one of us. What does your sign stand for? What does your sign stand for? Scriptures we're going to take a look at today will be Proverbs 6, 16 through 19, and Genesis 9, focus on 13 through 16, but we'll take a look when we get there. Amen. Those of you that are coming in, I see my cousin, Michelle, Leon, Jonas, Ross, and I see Al's on, a few others. If you could share the video, I'd appreciate it. Amen. You could call in if you'd like on 619-924-0767 on our Blog Talk radio line, and we'll get a chance to talk with you accordingly. I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it was still on Jesus. Hey, I said I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it was still, it's still on the Lord. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, why don't you know it was still, still on Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it is still, still on Jesus. Oh, I said I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it is still, it's still on the Lord. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, why don't you know it is still, still on Jesus. Well, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I keep on saying and praying with my mind, don't you know it is still, still on Jesus. Hey, I keep on singing and praying with my mind, don't you know it's still on the Lord. I keep on singing and praying with my mind, why don't you know it is still, still on Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I keep on walking and talking with my mind, don't you know it is still, still on Jesus. Hey, I keep on walking and talking with my mind, don't you know it's still on the Lord. I keep on walking and talking with my mind, don't you know it is still, still on Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it is still, still on Jesus. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, don't you know it is still, it's still on the Lord. I said I woke up this morning with my mind, why don't you know it's still, still on Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll sing one more song, and if you have any prayer requests, you can type them in. We will start our invocation. Then prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper for communion. Listening for my name. Sing with me if you know it. When the Savior calls, I will answer. answered. When he calls for me, I will hear him. And when the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And if my heart is right when he calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear him. And if my heart is right when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Now if my robe is white when he calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear him. And if my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Or I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Amen. Again, I want to cover all the housekeeping. September, Bob Arthur will have its gospel meeting. Again, bringing in my father in the gospel, Pop Louis R. Lugo, and looking forward to having him here, breaking off a bread, a piece of the bread of life, sharing with us what God has distributed to him. That's going to be, I believe, September 8th through the 13th. That will be coming forth and to be announced, but you can mark your calendars accordingly. Also, we're looking forward to Big on Better Things. Have some opportunities for advertising our prayer line. And so looking into that, and also preparing ourselves for our television show, which will probably get started this fall as we get forward. We're looking to get into that as well, to share as much as we can with what little God has given us. Amen, somebody. So we need your support, your prayers. We need your listening ear. And whatever support you would like to help us with, you can reach us on GolgothaChurchOfChrist.com, www.GolgothaChurchOfChrist, all one word, .com. And take a look at our website there. You can contact us there. Also to our youth, that we've had 7 so far for our GCOC scholarship. And we're looking possibly to add one more this year. We're asking you to go to the website and continue to update. That is starting to become great thing, and it always has been, but it's starting to take on a life of its own. And I'm going to be turning that work over to my wife, who's going to be a lot more diligent in contacting the youth and staying in contact with them during holidays, seeing how we can help them out and keep and encourage them as they go forth in their academic years. We're so excited about the results. Last Sunday I was worshiping with the Far West congregation, my wife and I, and it was their 60th anniversary with my brother from another mother, Luke Miles Sr., and his lovely wife, Kim, and all the other family that's there. 60 years is a long time to be doing anything, especially praising God. And so they have been on the battlefield. He's taken over the work for his father and is continuing to do a magnificent job. And we was there. But also during that, we was able to see 4 of our 7 recipients that was there. And it was just overjoyed my heart. I mentioned it to my wife, how good it made me feel to know that we're part of there, to be somehow a part, even a golden nugget, of helping them get on to higher learning. And God will continue to bless this ministry as we continue to bless others. Again, if you have not sent your transcripts in, you need to for the extensions on finances, and we look forward to talking with you, and you can reach my wife as well. All right. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we come to you at this time, thanking you the best we know how, thanking you for who you are and what you do, thanking you for loving us in the manner in which you do, in spite of how we act, in spite of what we do, in spite of our sinful self, in spite of us not having the right attitude all the time. Father, you continue to bless us, and we just want to lift up holy hands at this moment and just say thank you. I thank you for 8 years with this ministry, Father, and as I continue to develop, that you will continue to bless me, and I will be able to look into your word and even find out more. This Thursday, I begin a 9-month class studying Hebrew. Father, you made it possible for that to happen so that I can read in the Old Testament in its original language for myself and be able to make some distinctions accordingly. We're just so thankful for that. I ask you to continue to open my mind and allow me to grasp the information of learning a new tongue and being able to decipher accordingly. Praying for my wife and praying for all those at City Hall. Ask you, Father, to be with them in whatever the transition or whatever the new positions may be. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen them accordingly. And I'm asking you to be with the city. Father, we ask you to continue to strengthen us, that right decisions will be made. We know that even under bad rulership, and hopefully we have great rulership, that whatever it ends up being, that we know that you still are in control. You're a sovereign God. And so no matter, we don't have to worry. We don't have to sorrow as others who have no hope. We have the ability to continue to lean on your everlasting arms. It's not a matter of who we voted for, as long as we look towards you. Father, you are the great I am. You are the God who sits high and looks low, has a panoramic view of all the issues of life and everything that we go through. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I come to you at this time. My wife is asking for prayer. She says, please pray for me to continue reading God's word, to take heed and be obedient to his will that is so diligently expressed and stated in his word. And even with a text. Yes, it's still on. And so, Father, we ask you to continue to bless us and keep us at this time. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. All right, give me a second here. Just got a note. Radio is on. Let's see. Yeah, we're still broadcasting. Let me call him for another line. Don't want anyone to miss out. So let's sing while we're doing this. Everything I had, everything God gave to me. Oh, everything I had, said everything God gave to me. I see you, Randa. Everything I had, said everything God gave to me. He put the shoes on my feet. He put the clothes on my back. He put food on my table. And I know my God is able. I tell you everything I have, said everything God gave to me. For this little light of mine, I want you to know that I'm going to let it shine. This little light.
Love Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the chair.
Let you know that I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I want you to know that I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yes, Marie's still off. There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the Savior is assumed the glory shared, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over it. We'll keep singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing God's praises through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy over it. Amen. All right, looks like everything is still working. Everything's fine, so must be technical difficulty on another's end. Good to see you. Sister Rhonda, amen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, Chris and everybody and your mother, everybody is doing well at this time. Rhonda's baby's graduating. And just so glad to see them accordingly. Then my brother, Luke Miles, see you. What's going on, Doc? Hope everything well. If you want to call in on our broadcast line, you can call in at 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. And we'll get a chance to talk with you. Otherwise, you can type in any requests you have there. But I'm glad that we've made the connection. And for some reason, whatever the problem was, we were able to get it done. All right. Let's have communion. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners were fled. Told you my voice going back, y'all. So I cherish the rugged cross till my trap is all lost. I lay down. I will cling to the cross, and the strange thunder for a cross. Gotta get this third verse in. in the earth, ragged cross, stained with blood, serving on. All wondrous beauty I see. For from on that earth cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and forgive for me. Thank you, Jesus. So I cherish the ragged cross till my throat. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. It's communion time. We find in Acts 27, upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. We find that the Apostle Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse 23. He said, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner, he also took the cup after he had supped, saying, 'But this cup is a new testament in my blood. Drink ye out of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. But let a man examine himself,'" verse 30 says, "For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause, many were sick and weakly among you, and many did sleep." Let us have prayer for the bread and the wine. Father, I thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. You may now take up the bread and the wine. Oh, that ragged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it on the Calvary. That's God, that's the real, y'all. I want y'all to know that. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my throne. Oh, it's strange, it's tender. Amen. I see Rhonda Hamilton. We're going to do just a little talk with Jesus for her, and then we're going to get to the meat of today. Again, you have your Bibles in front of you. We're going to be taking a look at the text of Genesis chapter 9, focusing on 13 through 16. We're going to cover a couple extra verses. And we also will take a look at Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. And the theme I want to bring to you today is, what does your sign stand for? What does your sign stand for? Is it God's providence or is it man's coincidence? We'll be there in a minute. Be there in a minute. What I said we're going to say? Just had a brain freeze there for a minute. Well, let's do sing, say 96, sing hallelujah. Had a brain freeze there for a minute. Don't know which one it is, but it's good anywho. That's it. I'm flipping the wrong pages here in this book somehow. Hang on one second, please. Thank you. Just a little talk with Jesus. Thank you, Rhonda. Somebody speak up. But they're older today than I was yesterday. I guess when I was 53, I was good, but I'm 54. That was 2 weeks ago, and so they say the first thing to go is the mind. Amen. Just a little talk with Jesus. Thank you, sis. This for you. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Oh, it filled my heart up. I wrote my name above. And now just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Oh, now let's have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faces cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Sometimes my past seems dread without a little option. And then a cloud of God may hide the light of day. Yeah, you know the stuff's in their eyes. I have the starry skies. I'm just a little talk with Jesus clearly. Hey, well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faces cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel the little pressing yearning as your heart to heaven is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right, but I may have doubts and fears, but my eyes be filled with tears. Oh, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. And I go to him in prayer, but he knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, come on, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faces cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning as your heart to heaven is turning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Right. Amen. Care what you're going through. You need the Lord. A talk with Jesus makes everything all right. What does your sign stand for? I was coming in today. My wife texted me because I didn't just look at the forecast. I guess she looked at the forecast and didn't see any rain in the forecast. But as I'm making a trip from O'Hara downtown, a sudden, it got dark. About 1:30, no later than 2 o'clock. And you could almost see these clouds coming over, shattering the clear area. And it seemed like a finger pointing eastward or something of a cloud structure that what was distinctive pointing eastward towards Lake Michigan, which to me I thought was odd. But as it got more and more darker, I had to turn on my lights in the bright of the day. And it just reminded me of my Lord Jesus hanging there on the cross, where we know from the 6th hour to the 9th hour, he hung there. But prior to that, we know that it got dark at the highest part of the day. And it just, Lord, you're just awesome. What's going on? And it just happened to be that a storm was coming our way. Now, if I had been closer to Lake Michigan, I would have been able to see that, because earlier today, when it was clear out, the lake was nice and almost shiny and it was almost like glass and it wasn't turbulent at all. But as it got darker, unless I got downtown, I went over close to see it by maybe pier, you could see the rippling turbulence and the grayness of the water. And I found out not too long ago that the water is no more than a reflector of the sky. Come on, amen, somebody. The water is no more than a reflector of the sky. So when you have blue skies, you have blue water. When you have dark skies, you have dark water. And when travelers or storms about to come, you start to see the waves and the rippling come. Even though it may be cool out, watch the water. God has always done amazing things with water. Matter of fact, you are amazingly made, and you are comprised of 95% water. But I want you to understand that there's many people loving the colors of the rainbow. And today was a big rainbow day all across Chicagoland. But I want you to know, and for myself to know, and I was a fool today, that you cannot have God's rainbow without some rain. It's not a pretty symbol, although it's glistening in its own regard. But it is a sign. And a sign does not point to itself. A sign points to something else. Where does your sign point today? What does your sign represent today? Is it God's providence? Which every rainbow that God sends is God provided. Or is it man's coincidence? Man has manufactured something because he just likes the color of it, and now he wants to put it out front. We must be careful how we view a rainbow. Y'all remember the song said, "Some were over the rainbow world, and the dreams that you dream of, once in a lullaby. Sometimes I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney tops, that is where you will find me. Somewhere over the rainbow where the bluebirds fly. God's creation. And the dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true. A rainbow. If you look at the definition, Webster's definition of a rainbow is an arch of colors formed in the sky, not on earth. And it's tough because in Chicago, it's difficult to see a rainbow until you get into an open area because there's so many buildings and et cetera. That's in Iowa. And if you get outside and you say after a good rain and you just kind of look, God celestial son will show you a rainbow. Man cannot manufacture that. And it will only be for as long as God lets you to see it and then pull it away because it's just a sign pointing to something. We're going to deal with that. It's an arch of colors found in the sky in certain circumstances caused by the retraction or the dispersion of the sun's light. See, unless you are in the direct light of the sun, you can't get a rainbow. I'm going somewhere today, y'all. Because if it ain't God's covenant, then you're not connected to God's self. You can't have God's rainbow. That rain or other water deposits in the atmosphere, the firmament. God, we created. Day one through day four of the book of Genesis is now being utilized for man's encouragement, man's hope. Amen. And all of this was made before man even got here. But we need to be careful when we gravitate to things that God does not want us to be a part of. How can you love what God hates? If greater is he is in you than he that is in the world. I didn't say what you humanly like. I'm saying that what you have now formed your life to be about because of God's providence in your life versus man's coincidence in your life. Proverbs 6:16-19. Now I'm reading from the Holman Standard Study Bible. You can read from King James or whatever version you have, NIV. It's all good and dandy. But this is what the Lord hates. The Lord hates six things. Six things are specific. In fact, seven are detestable to him. All right, your translation may say is an abomination to him. What are those six things? What are those seven things? Well, the preacher, so glad you asked. The Bible says, not that Peter says, the Bible says, in Proverbs 6:16, verse 17, arrogant eyes is one thing that God hates. A lying tongue is the second thing that God hates. Hands that shed innocent blood, murder, for no reason. What God hates. You need to highlight these in your book so you can see this. A heart that plots wicked schemes. That's satanic. All is premeditating what you're going to do for a detriment. God hates. See, eager to run to evil. When wickedness is around, when evil is around, you can't be a part of that. You need to make sure that you separate yourself from it. Don't run to it. A lying witness who gives false testimony. Now, that I answered a lying tongue, but now you're a lying witness who gives false testimony. Someone bringing haters or bringing blasphemy. Upon one, God the right man. These things he hates. But what's the one thing that is an abomination to him? One that stirs up trouble among the brethren. God don't like, and God can't stand And God's going to deal with those that stir up trouble among the brethren. My friend was a long time ago. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. But we can't seem to control this tongue, this lisp in our mouth. Let's use our words and use our mindset. Use the things that we say and the talents that we have to encourage. And if you can't encourage, I'm not saying stand for something wrong. That's false, right? But if you can't encourage, don't discourage. Just move yourself out the way. You have the ability to do that so that you're not being an eyewitness giving false testimony. So many people stand up for what is wrong. And that ain't right. No way. So we need to have that in our mindset that arrogant eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, murders, right? A heart that plots wicked schemes. Right? And feet that run to evil. A lying witness who gives false testimony and one who serves up trouble among brethren is not something that a Christian needs to be a part of. These things we need to make sure that we are continuing to weed these out of our lives so therefore we don't find ourselves in the web of what God hates. Now, talked about this beautiful rainbow for God's creation. God's creation observes, flies above, interacts, right? But it's really a symbol of hope. Think about a sign. And I always like to give this illustration. If I'm driving my car, me and my wife were in the car, we're driving to Chicago, we're in Wisconsin, coming down 90. As we pass Racine, as we pass Beloit, we see a sign that says Chicago this way. Now, it's a sign saying Chicago. We have not reached Chicago yet. But we're heading in that direction. So once we pass it over the Illinois border and we keep going forward, the closer we get to Chicago, we'll see distinctive things like O'Hara, right, or very Amherst Road, or things that will be distinctive. But once we get to Chicago, you no longer see a sign that says Chicago. Your next sign says Indiana. Because you're moving towards Indiana, and when you get down further on 94 and you split, it'll say Memphis or St. Louis. And you start going in those directions. 55 will take you to St. Louis. 57 will take you to Memphis. But a sign doesn't point to itself, it points to something else. So what does your sign point to today? Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 9. As we take a look at this rainbow, because God told us back in Genesis what the rainbow was all about, and it seemed like man has got so enamored with the colors of it and the brilliance of it that he manifested it himself that he forgot the purpose of it. And if you think you don't have a rainbow without rain, watch God send the rain. As I even experienced on today. This is a saying with Noah. And we know that Noah was to build an ark. It had never rained before. So if he's not building the ark as God had told him, people like, man, this guy got to be crazy. He got to be psychological out of his mind. Would you better not? It's going to rain. It's going to rain. What's rain? Why are you building such a big boat? Because God told me to, by the specifics of God told me to. Yes, Sister Rhonda, it's a covenant and a covenant is ratified by blood. Now, I'm going to start reading it, God, at the 9th chapter, verse 1, but we're going to focus on 13 through 16, then this lesson will be yours. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. After he had set the boat, that big boat down off in Turkey, and they came out of the boat, he just commanded to them to be fruitful and multiply. That's right. To never destroy the world by water again. That's what it's saying. Let's keep reading. Let's get it out of here. The fear and terror of you will be in every creature on the earth, every bird of the sky, every creature that crawls on the ground, and all the fish of the sea. They are placed under your authority. Every living creature will be food for you, as I gave the green plants. I have given you everything. So now they're not just vegetarians. Now they're allowed to eat meat. However, you must not eat meat with its life blood in it. I will require the life of every animal and every man in your for your life and your blood. I will require the life of each man's brother for a man's life. Whoever shed man's blood, his blood will be shed by man. For God made man in his image. Verse 7, but you be fruitful and multiply, spread out over the earth and multiply on it. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, understand that I am confirming my covenant. There it is. Just wanted to jump to it earlier. Said it's a covenant. I am confirming my covenant. Notice the capital M, the pronoun. God speaking, and he said it belongs to him. He's the ownership of the covenant. I'm confirming my covenant with you and your descendants after you. Who are you speaking to? Noah. And every living creature that is with you, birds, livestock, and all the wildlife of the earth that are with you, all the animals of the earth that came out of the ark, I confirm my covenant. There it is again. I confirm my covenant with you that never again will every creature be wiped out by the waters of a flood. No deluge, right? There will never again be a flood to destroy the earth. God will not do a universal flood any longer as he did before. But he does, and you can still see earlier floods. We still see earlier floods to this very day. What God can do with water, man can't even do with ingenuity. And God said, this is the sign of my covenant. Here we go. I am making between me and you. Look at that, verse 12. God said, Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all future generations. All. That's including us, y'all. I have placed my rainbow or my bow in the clouds. See, the rainbow has to be in the clouds. When you see a rainbow out of the clouds, you need to question the bow that you're looking at. Because clouds, all through the Old Testament, are going to represent God providing. He led Israel by a cloud by day and by fire by night. Right? So he says, I'm placing my rainbow in the clouds. And it will be a sign of my covenant between me and the earth. God made a covenant between himself and the earth that he created, that man didn't create. He created. It's interesting to me that man can walk and breathe and take from God's nourishment of the earth, but not represent or even honor the rainbow or the covenant that he's given to me. I place my bow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I formed clouds over the earth. And the rainbow appears in the clouds. I will remember my covenant between me and you and all the living creatures. Water will never again become a flood to destroy every creature. The rainbow will be in the clouds, and I will look at it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all the living creatures on earth. God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant that I have confirmed between me and every creature on the earth. As we prepare to close, what's your sign represent? Is your sign, the rainbow that you carry in the clouds, given by God? Or is it on your shirt? Or do you have it hanging somewhere as a pretty symbol? But what does the symbol represent? What does the sign represent? Does it represent God in your life? Or does it represent what's happening in today's society? I see you, Reverend, Rafa, Reverend, praise God for you. Those of you that are on, if you could share the video, I would appreciate it. We need to understand that when God mandates, what God confirms, what God covenants with, God looks upon that, and it's a sign to him and to the earth as to what he has ratified and confirmed. I want to make sure that every graveyard traveler thinks about this and takes a look at some things. Remember, things can be shiny, things can be, and they can catch us as they caught Eve in the garden. But it was Satan that beguiled her. Don't let things on earth beguile you, trick you, hoodwink you, so that you cannot have your celestial heaven and your celestial place where God has prepared for you. I don't know about you, but when I look at the rainbow, I see the rain before the rainbow. It's always the rain. And sometimes in the glistening of the rain, you will see the rainbow. And I can appreciate it so much because God still, I'm looking from the bottom up. He's looking from the top down, and he's still keeping covenant. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. If God makes a covenant for himself to keep, and he keeps it, why can't we make a covenant to serve God and keep our covenant with him? I hope this lesson will give you a headache for the remainder of your life. Well, as you think about your position with the Lord, and will help to bring you closer to God. If you find yourself at a distance of God, God has one plan for saving all mankind. That's hearing his word, as you've heard tonight. Hearing denotes listening. It denotes understanding. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. Without it, it is impossible to please God, and he that cometh to God must believe that God is. Number one, you must believe that God is, and that God is the rewarder and the diligent to seek you. Seek him. Hebrews 11:6. And they cause you to change your mind, change your course, change your direction. Repentance. Quit getting dizzy doing 360s and popping wheels. Turn 180 to God and let God do what needs to be done with your life. Repentance. Luke 13:3-5, except you repent, you're nothing more than perishable goods. You will all likewise perish. You will expire. You didn't feel good today, but your expiration date is on its way. And I've called you to confess the sweetest name to ever roll off a mortal's tongue. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32. He that confess me before men. Then will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. That's why I must tell you the truth. That's why I must do this right. Because I want Jesus to have me on his mind and me on his tongue as he's talking to the Father. He that confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But he that denies me, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I see you, nephew. You guys can share this video. I appreciate it. Then you must be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. You can't be drip-dropped. You can't be poured on. You can't be christened, can't have water balloon thrown at you. You must be fully immersed in water because it's a grave, and anything that needs to be buried must be covered up. Your life stinks before that. God wants to make you a new creation. Peter says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Notice, the gift of the Spirit only comes after baptism, after obedience to God. So whatever spirit you have prior to that ain't God's Spirit, because God's Spirit is holy, and God's Spirit is God. So, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises unto you, and to your children, and to all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord shall call unto himself, the American Standard Version says. That's the Abrahamic promise. You can tie into Abraham's promise. If you don't listen to Peter, listen to Paul. Romans 6:3-4. Know ye not that so many of us have been baptized into Christ's death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we all can walk in newness of life. Paul said that. Apostle Paul said that. So if you don't listen to Peter, you won't listen to Paul. You better listen to JC, it's Jesus himself. Mark 16:15-16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If you've already obeyed the gospel, but you just need prayer, you need comfort, support, counsel, whatever your needs are, Jesus says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He'll take your weight from you and carry your load. Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly, for my yoke is easy. And my burden is life. You want to lighten your load? Give it to Jesus. Best weight loss the best weight loss program, much better than Weight Watchers or even Jenny Craig. Amen, somebody. If you want to call in, give us a call again, 619-924-0767, and we'll take your response then, or you can type it in if you'd like to, or you know how to contact me otherwise. If you want to give, our giving is part of worship as well. You go to our website, www.golgothachurchofchrist.com, under donation tab, and you can make a donation there. This ministry is helping you. Every dime helps somebody hear the word of God even more. We love you. We adore you. Let's sing a song to encourage you. And don't hesitate. We serve, we preach a gospel that is open to investigations. We don't hide. We want to talk about it. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll. Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. How's your soul today? It is well, it is well with my soul. With my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan shall buffet to trials his cause, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my hopeless estate and hath shed his own blood for my sake. If they don't get any goosebumps, I don't know what does. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part, but the whole. What is this? It is led to the cross. Thank you, Jesus. And I bear it. Never praise the Lord, my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. With my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Look at this last verse, then, y'all. And the Lord hasted when the Philistines shall be sight. Yes. The cloud be rolled back like a scroll. Come on, Jesus. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is a way. My soul, last chorus, y'all. It is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul. It is well, it is well my soul. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rhonda types in, thank you, Brother Peavy. I love you all. Please keep my family in prayer. We pray for you. Sister, we're thankful that you're able to be with us. We're here to encourage one another. You know I will always be there for you. We love you as well. Brother Ron, it's 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. I'm going to get the time to solidify there pretty soon. But either 6 or 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. And very soon we're going to start our prayers back, morning prayers. And then we're also going to start our Thursday night Bible class back again with Armed and Dangerous Ministries as we're able to reach a lot of people who don't know Jesus in the pardon of his sin. We're so thankful for just the opportunity of God giving us. Do something for somebody today. Give them Jesus Christ and crucify. I didn't mean to be rude and crude today. I just wanted to give you something to think about. And I hope it gives you a headache. Hope it causes, it stirs up your sanctified imagination. Hope it makes you look to God for even more. Are you hungry and thirsty for righteousness? The Bible says you will be filled. We love you, we adore you. Don't forget to love somebody the way Jesus does in spite of. Have a good night. Again, share this video for others to be able to see it as well. We love you. Good night.